This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is still more a lot of get to know you, how they're going to act in this regime, what Ben Johnson's plan will be, how Ben is affecting the players already. And I'll say this, Dan, the theme that is that we heard from the players, especially from Jalen Johnson and Tremaine Edmonds, that this team can win. And this team can win now, and in Jalen Johnson's case, and we'll get to it, the win by a lot. The goal is to not just win after a season in which you lost 10 straight games, but they're talking about dominating people. I don't know if it's too early to do that. I mean, it seemed like it hit me strange today, and I had a couple of follow-ups in that regard. This is a team that lost 10 in a row last year. I understand the improvements that are made, but they're not only talking about winning and turning it around, but dominating.
We'll get to one of my off-season requests here in a few minutes because it corresponds with some of the audio that you have queued up for us. I think you could kind of break today almost into three pieces, the pie into three pieces. One of them was Ben Johnson's here. What did he say? The next one was Caleb Williams. Hey, what's new with you? And the third one was, oh, yeah, there's a defense here, right? Like, and so I think that was kind of the themes of the day, and we can kind of bounce back and forth between those three themes. But you certainly sense predictably – but still notably, the energy that's here in the building. It's always here in April. Everybody always feels good in April. But certainly the arrival of this new head coach and this coaching staff has given this group a jolt for now. And what it means, we'll see. How long it lasts, we'll see. But there's a jolt, and we're going to document the jolt.
And I know you love a good jolt, Dan. Did you feel the jolt today? Did you feel their energy, or is it too early for you to feel the Dan Wiederer energy, the jolt, as you said?
Well, you heard me last week expressing my own jolt down at the owners' meetings in Florida and feeling some of the energy that I felt from Ben Johnson. And so I can relate to what the players are feeling for the first time hearing him speak in the front of the room. And now listen, like I said, I will add my footnote to that after we hear a little bit from some of these players, because again, I have a very specific offseason request to make when we're done with all the others.
Okay. That said, why don't we let the sound take us through here in this part of the Take the North podcast, and let's get to it. I have in my hands here, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 cuts. I think we had, even though Caleb Williams, I didn't get a whole lot out of what Caleb Williams spoke about today, but I thought the most important part, we could talk about everything he said, but I thought one of the more important pieces of his presser today was being asked about playing under center, which is a big deal. That is the way Ben Johnson, that is the way he sees things initially for Caleb Williams, and he was asked about the process that goes with that.
It's the whole thing. It's working, getting up to the line, you know, and it's like visualizing, like getting up to the line, saying the cadence, being on the center, you know, controlling those things, going over the routes, concepts, the footwork in your head in the off season, so that, you know, when those times hit and, excuse me, it's fourth quarter and, you know, you can't think about those things and you can't focus on those things. It's second nature, second habit, first nature, first habit of doing that and getting under there and, you know, going through the cadence, going through the huddle sequence, getting up to the line, making checks if needed or anything like that. So I'm just practicing those things now, visualizing those things now and building on those.
Do you get a sense for how Ben is going to push you out of your comfort zone as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, today we had our first quiz as a QB room, and it's not like a real quiz where you go up and write stuff. It's just us. We went over a few things yesterday, talked about a few things, and, you know, Ben walked in, you know, this morning, flung open the door, you know, made a grand entrance, and then we got to work of you know, him testing us about what we talked about yesterday and things like that. So already first day in and challenging us, and you know, everybody loves a challenge in this sport. It's one of the, you know, the great things about the sport. Every day is a challenge, and you know, today, you know, we got our first one.
It's a long way to go for Caleb on this one. I mean, I love the way he's talking about Ben Johnson, but it's so early in this process, a process that I think will work, but we don't know. And we're going to see if Ben Johnson sticks to his word on if it doesn't look right, we switch out of it. But it is so early.
Kudos to Caleb Williams for understanding how to tell a good story, right? He gives you the visual of Ben Johnson flinging the door open into the room and standing with his chest puffed and, you know, really putting the quarterbacks through their first detailed quiz under his watch here at House Hall. I think we all understand that those quizzes are going to be ongoing. There seems to be an acknowledgement from Caleb that he understands how important the relationship is between he and Ben Johnson. Notable to me that he likened it to his early days with Lincoln Riley when he got to Oklahoma in 2021 and basically saying, look, I feel like I've got a good sense about me to know when I'm vibing with someone. And he feels like he's vibing with Ben Johnson. It's April 8th, 2025. Vibes can die out rather quickly when the results don't follow. But I think these two are really eager to get to working with one another, because Caleb has been very public in saying, look, I want to be pushed. And Ben Johnson has been very public in saying, I'm here to push Caleb Williams. And so that process begins. And as you mentioned, it begins with that focus on the under center work, with Ben understanding that his offense can be at its most potent when you're marrying an under center running game with an under center passing game that allows play action to open up in the way it does.
Exactly. And I am not so much worried about vibes as I am what I know about Caleb Williams. And that is, he has a tremendous amount of respect for Ben Johnson. I mean, I think that these two have been admiring each other, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, from afar for a while. I mean, they've both basically said that. So as long as Caleb Williams respects this man as much as it seems he does, he will do what Ben needs him to do. And yeah, the vibes are important as well. But I maybe I'm sounding a little jaded, but you know, Dan, you've been on this beat longer than I. We hear this in every coach quarterback regime. Remember Matt Nagy?
Yeah,
we both like Matt Nagy, but man, he hit us over the head with that relationship with Mitch Trubisky. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, and then, you know, so somebody had to take care of Justin Fields as well, and that growing relationship. But I guess we did see it sort of break down a bit, and it wasn't as comfortable, it seemed, when Matt Eberflus was here in terms of that relationship, as much as they tried to show it on Hard Knocks.
And the tension never gets really strong until there's failure involved. And it's going to be a long time before there's actual stakes and there is actual failure that costs people things. And so that's all to be expected, that the excitement is going to be there. By the way, I also did give Caleb Williams a quiz today. And just to stick with the theme, I threw open the doors to the press conference room and I puffed my chest out and I asked him about EPA, and I asked him what he knew about EPA. And
yes,
let's suffice it to say that his answer to that didn't lead me to believe that he's done a whole lot of studying on what EPA is. At the same time, I do think that he said, like, for him, the ability to hit that all too important metric that Ben Johnson holds up as his measure of quality quarterback play revolves around decisiveness. And so he sort of said, like, I have to be decisive, and being decisive makes other people play faster. And when other people are playing faster, opportunities open up for the offense to get humming a little bit. But that's going to be one that is going to be kind of an ongoing study for us over the next few months, to figure out exactly what the Bears are doing to try to increase the metric that Ben Johnson has identified as the most important to winning and losing in the modern NFL.
Right. I thought it was wild that he'd ask you to repeat your question and then just didn't seem to want to give much about it. So I don't know if Ben Johnson hasn't hit him with that yet. I mean, that would be my guess.
I think,
but that surprises the hell out of me, man.
I think it's just kind of the orientation process of, like, he's got a lot to learn.
Yeah.
With this new regime and this new playbook and this new coach. And so that isn't at the forefront of his mind right now, nor should it be. I mean, look, when he talks about being under center, he's talking about memorizing footwork and understanding route concepts and even doing things as little as mastering the huddle and then getting up to the line of scrimmage and understanding what the cadence needs to look like. So there's a lot on Caleb's plate, and it's going to be pretty full for the next probably 4.5 months. And so he better get prepared for a full plate work here at Halsall.
The next time I get one of those opportunities that sometimes we get as beat reporters, just to pull Caleb Williams off to the side, there's one question I'm going to ask him, Dan. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but at the end of his press conference, Caleb Williams, unless I missed it, Caleb Williams, for the first time ever, I think, doing a Bears press conference, did not end conference with the Bears. I don't think he did.
New Caleb. I think you might be right on that. I didn't even pick up on that in real time until you just said it, but I don't think that was there. So maybe that's a 2024 thing that died.
I don't know if I like it or not. I'm going to have a little talk with him.
Well, let me tell you this, that if you do go ask him that question, make sure you fling the doors open and do it with great flair.
It's good.
You got to have panache when you ask that question.
It's like high noon. We're going to meet and we're going to pace. And then we're like, okay, man, you got to do the Bears still. Okay, I'm like, oh, man, that was last year. That was last year's stuff.